Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to a special monthly Wired People Into That segment sponsored by The Pleasure Chest. When you think sex toy, chances are you're thinking of a vibrator. But with so many different sizes and styles and gizmos, it can be overwhelming to find the vibrator that's right for you or to know how to expand your vibrator collection. Well, now is the perfect time to get your vibe on because for the entire month of July at every Pleasure Chest store in New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as on the website pleasurechest.com, everything that vibrates is buy one, get one half off. To help you break down finding the vibrator that's right for you, I have a special guest today, Victor Tobar, the National Buying and Merchandising Manager for the Pleasure Chest. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Tina. How's it going?
It's good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Okay, awesome. You know, you used to be out here in New York, but you're in LA now, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been with the Pleasure Chest for almost 6 years, and I started off working the sales floor in New York, and then I became supervisor when we opened the Upper East Side store, and then I was managing that location. And then when the buying position opened up, I moved out to LA for it, and I've been here for a little over a year.
Cool. And how do you like living in LA?
You know, it was a rough first few months, just like adjusting and kind of breaking up with New York and starting a new relationship with LA. But now we're kind of like, I have like that NRE with LA, you know, I'm like, it's so beautiful. Like the weather is great. The beach is nearby. I'm so much less stressed out. So I'm really digging it now.
Awesome. Also the produce is fantastic in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Victor, what do you do when you're not at the Pleasure Chest?
Well, I am involved in the BDSM and kink community. So I do, you know, kinky things a lot.
Cool.
And other than that, I like to go see movies, and it's something new that I've started to do since moving out here to LA is like, there's so much great cinema, independent cinema, and just like other, so going out to see movies and getting out to the beach as much as possible, doing things outdoors, hanging out with my partner, my dogs.
Hell yeah.
Pretty much it. Yeah.
Very well-rounded.
Thanks.
So, Victor, I want you to help me and my listeners to understand why are people into vibrators?
Oh, man. Vibrators are amazing because for many of us, vibration just feels good, you know, like I think that that's the number one motivator is pleasure. And it doesn't just feel good just on your bits. It feels good in all kinds of parts of your body. So like just I think more like scientifically, people love vibrators because one, it increases blood flow to areas that are really nerve rich and nerve endings that kind of directly connect to your pleasure sensors in your brain. So you take vibration and you put it somewhere where it's like already very sensitive to stimulus, and it just is kind of like takes it to the next level. And also like vibration is something that you can't really do with your body consistently, right? Like you can't just make different parts of your body vibrate and maintain a steady vibration for an extended period of time. And so like this kind of consistent stimulus to our like more sensitive areas is something that vibrators give us that we might not be able to produce on our own. There's so many other great things about vibration too. Like, you know, you can always continue to explore what your body likes by switching up. Like you mentioned in the intro, like there's so many different kinds of toys and vibrators that like you can continue exploring for years and years and years and still find a new technology or a new shape or something. So, you know, like kind of just switching it up and trying things that are different.
I love what you were saying about a vibrator doing something that bodies can't do or can't sustain. It just made me think, you know, you can only, like, blow a raspberry for so long. So that's why you need, you know, a machine to sort of help you. I don't know, maybe that'll be one of the first things that we get when we get our, like, cyborg attachments is, like, things that can attach to our body that will vibrate. But we're not there yet. In the meantime,
I mean, I would love that, though. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll get in line for those prototypes.
Exactly.
So, Victor, what are some different kinds of vibrators?
There are so many different kinds. I kind of like to break it up into kind of categories like external vibes, internal vibes, dual action vibes, and like kind of more couples-centric vibes. But like if you kind of break down what our classic vibrators are, if you're talking about external vibes, consider like a massager, like the magic wands. Like it's like the classic, if you've ever watched porn, especially like 70s through 90s porn, you'll see that often when people use a vibrator, it's a magic wand. It's a large back massager that has two settings. It's like high and like really high, right? Really, really strong vibration.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a classic for a reason, which is that it's one of the strongest vibrators out there. Like, you can't really get that much more intensity in something that's not even bigger than a magic wand. And there's so many different variations on wands. And they're great because you can use them on your bits, but you can also use them for, like, a shoulder massage or, like, if you have any sore body part. And they feel good everywhere.
Totally.
And then, yeah. And then there's also like bullets and rockets, right? Bullets and rockets are smaller vibes. I think a lot of us, for a lot of us, bullets and rockets are kind of our introduction to vibration.
True.
Rockets are like little cylinder shaped massagers. They're generally like one speed and they run on a double A battery. And you turn the bottom to turn it on, and you get that one intensity. And I think that's a great, it's a small investment. They're usually under $20. And it's a great introduction to what vibration might feel like. I think bullets that are kind of more round or egg-shaped, or now like more kind of actual bullet or lipstick shape, those are great because those tend to give you a variation of intensities, so you can sort of figure out whether you like a light vibration or a more intense vibration by playing around with those.
Or maybe light at first and then increasing the intensity while you're playing.
Exactly, yes.
Cool.
And those are super discreet, too. You can toss them in your bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so even if you have a Cadillac of vibrators, you know, something for travel, maybe something for the glove compartment, although safety first, but, you know, I understand in LA sometimes y'all are stuck in traffic, right? So.
Yeah, if you're stuck on the 5 for like an hour, then you might get a little bit bored.
So, yeah, a bullet or a pocket rocket could be perfect for that and very affordable. So what are some other different kinds of vibrators?
There are a lot of great, like, a great kind of external vibe that I like is like a pebble shaped vibe, something like a Mimi Soft. It's just like a flat, if you, some people call them palm vibrators because they just kind of fit in the palm of your hand.
Oh yeah, I love those.
They're so great because since they're flat, you can kind of fit them comfortably between two bodies, or they'll cover more of the external area. So if you're using it on a vulva, for example, it's not just going to focus on the head of the clit. You'll get some coverage of the labia as well, maybe some of the vaginal opening. And so the vibration is more dispersed and it feels a little deeper.
Great.
Yeah, and I actually really love the pebble vibrators because I like to tuck them inside my harness for strap-on play. Yeah, because some of them are like have a softer silicone external or exterior, and so when you're thrusting, it doesn't hurt, but you still feel the vibration on your body. So there's so many different ways you can use them, and those are ones that I really love, the pebble-shaped ones.
And you mentioned dual stim. By dual stim, do you mean like a toy that can be that has external and internal vibration components?
Yeah. So the most classic dual stim vibrator would be the Rabbit. So
right.
A lot of people come into our stores in particular and ask for the Rabbit. And I don't know if you know this like little piece of pleasure test history, but there's an episode of Sex and the City where one of the women in the show, one of the characters, goes into our pleasure test store in the West Village, and she buys a rabbit, and then she kind of is secluded in her room with her rabbit for days, and her friends, like, have to come in and be like, hey, remember us? So,
I do remember that. So the pleasure chest has been involved in the sort of iconography of the rabbit vibrator, because I think a lot of people heard about the rabbit first on Sex and the City, and maybe seeing it on Sex and the City made them feel like they had the language to ask permission for a particular kind of vibrator and then pursue that kind of pleasure, or feel like it was okay to have that kind of toy on their bedside table.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know, when sex toys make appearances in media, it kind of helps to shift the conversation around sex and sexuality in general, and it gives a larger audience more autonomy in saying, like, feeling comfortable going into a sex shop and saying, I am interested in finding this thing that I've seen and now is becoming more of a common household name.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're still seeing, like, we have tour buses that do location tours of the, like, big landmarks in Sex and the City in New York, and they come into our store several times a day. So we get tour buses full of people who are still shopping with us and still coming in, and their entry point is this episode of Sex and the City, and they'll come into the store and ask for the rabbit, and then from that point, like, we can use that as a point of departure to start a conversation about, like, what might be the kind of vibrator that actually works for you besides this, like, one brand or style of toy that you've seen on TV, and, like, just kind of start that conversation with people about how everyone's body works differently, and that's why there's such, like, an infinity of toys to choose from.
That's so awesome because... Yeah, I mean, the sort of classic rabbit itself has an internal component that sort of twirls with the idea of maybe stimulating the G-spot, and then also the external component, that's the part that actually looks like the rabbit and has the little rabbit ears, the idea being that can stimulate your external bits. But there are also so many different companies that have their variation on that internal, external dual stim toy, and the different ones might actually be better for different people's anatomy or sex lives or identities. So there are so many different things to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. And like, they are, there's this like whole world of rabbit style vibrators you can get like different sizes to fit your body, or you can get ones that have different functions. So instead of rotating, for example, we have Stronic, which pulsate internally, which means they like thrust in and out while vibrating. Cool. I know it's one of my favorite toys is the Stronic Fusion. And then there's other ones that kind of do that G-spot stimulating come hither motion. So they kind of curl forward, which is also pretty neat. So yeah, there's something for everyone's body, and it's really great to have that opportunity to kind of tell someone like, hey, we know toys and we know anatomy, but you know you, and you might be better able to help us to direct you toward the right product, or at least give you some options that you might be able to explore.
Awesome. Let's talk about butts for a second. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Why are people into? So let me ask. There are toys that are designed to go in your butt that vibrate. Am I right in thinking that?
You are definitely right.
Cool. So why are people into vibrations in their butt?
So there's so many reasons. So butts are really, they have a lot of sensitive parts, right? So it's not just like when you think of anal sex, or anal stimulation, a lot of people think either insert a butt plug or put a body part into the anal opening and thrust, and that's that's the end-all be-all. But when you start to think about like the different areas of the back door that are sensitive, then you can kind of start thinking about the different kinds of stimulus that might feel good. So for example, the taint, which is the perineum or the space between the genitals and the anus, it's just this like little piece of body, you know, and it is actually the place where three muscle groups converge. So it's actually a place where we hold a lot of tension. So when you massage the taint, so when you massage the taint, you're actually giving attention to an area that usually only gets a lot of attention in the form of like stress. And so it's kind of like when you rub your more tense muscles in your body, right? It feels like this amazing sense of release and relief. And so that, even just like using a flat finger pad or something with vibration on that area feels really amazing because you're like already releasing a lot of tension.
It sounds so relaxing.
Yeah, it's great, right? And then the anus, which is the pucker that you see when you're looking at in between someone's cheeks, right? It's the opening, just the outside there. It's super nerve rich. So similar to how our like heads of our front genitals are super nerve rich and sensitive and become engorged when we're aroused. That also happens with our anus. So the anus is also super sensitive, responsive to vibration and touch, light touch to more intense touch depending on the person's body. You can lick it. You can use a fingertip vibrator. And that in itself is super sensitive. And then when you start thinking about like using something like a vibrating butt plug, usually when you go inside the body, the first like couple of inches are going to be the ones that have the nerve endings that are most receptive to vibration and carry the message of pleasure from the area of the body straight to the brain, to the pleasure sensors in your brain. So similar to how if you're buying an internal vibrator for the front door, you want the vibration to be focused at the base so you get most of the vibration near the opening. That's kind of what you want to look for when you're buying a butt plug, so that the vibration is focused in the first couple of inches, because as you move further into the body, it becomes more receptive to things like fullness or motion or pressure or heft. Exactly. So like kind of like thrusting, pounding, fucking, fisting, that kind of sensation feels better deeper in, whereas the opening might be a little bit more receptive to straight up vibration.
Oh my God. I just have such a big smile on my face. I love talking to people who know so much about muscle groups and pleasure centers and different language for different bodies. I'm so happy we're talking about this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Common worry that people have about vibrators is that they will desensitize their bodies or themselves or their desire against any other kind of pleasure or experience, and it's sort of a fear that goes hand in hand with that. Sometimes people feel like vibrators are a threatening thing to bring into the bedroom because it suggests that someone involved is inadequate. Either somebody is inadequate because they can't come without a vibrator, or someone is inadequate because they can't make somebody come without a vibrator. Mm-hmm. How do you address some of those concerns that people might bring into the store?
So these are some of our most common things that we hear. In terms of, I'm going to take it like a little bit step by step. So in terms of becoming desensitized or, kind of training your body to only get off in with a vibrator by using a vibrator, it's not true that your vibrator is going to make your genitals go numb or that you are going to lose sensitivity because you use a really strong vibrator. What can happen is if you apply a lot of pressure to an area and like a lot of intense sensation, is that the area kind of goes numb temporarily, like for a few seconds until blood gets to flow back at like its original rate in the area. So imagine, for example, when you like you sit on your leg or something and you get pins and needles, and at first it's numb, and then you have like a really intense sensation that's maybe like tingly, and might not be the ideal sensation that you want to be feeling in that area. But after a couple of minutes, everything goes back to the original way that it felt. And now you know, like, that amount of pressure or that amount of intensity of vibration wasn't sustainable for the experience that I was trying to have for a longer period of time. So maybe next time use less pressure or use a lower intensity or try a different kind of toy. But it's not going to cause like permanent nerve damage in your bits. So that's one thing. The other thing is that just like with any other habit, if you do the same thing the same way every day, then your body starts to really recognize it as like, this is the pattern that does this for me. So if I wake up every day and the order of my day is I brush my teeth, I take a shower, I have a cup of coffee and get in my car, then that sort of becomes a routine that works for me every day and how I condition myself to function every single morning. And if something veers off of that path, then it just feels off, or I'm late or whatever. If I masturbate the same way every single day, using the same toys in the same position for the same amount of time, then I'm kind of conditioning my brain and body to think like, this is how I get off and this is how I will get off from now on. But the good news is that you can break your routine of how you get off and try a new toy, try a new position, and sort of keep your body active in different ways. And by active, I don't mean like, you know, going for a jog or whatever. I mean like keep your sexual response active to different kinds of stimulus. And I mean, it's awesome too, because the more you explore, try a different toy, try a different setting, instead of masturbating in your bed face up, you know, try it in the shower, or try it on the couch or on the kitchen counter or whatever it might be, so that your body remembers that there are different ways that you can get to these different experiences and sensations without necessarily having to repeat the same pattern over and over. So then I know now, like, I mean, and there are times in my life where, like, all I want to do is use my magic wand, get off in 45 seconds, and get on with my day, right? And I do that every time I get off, and that's cool, and that's just where I'm at. But then when I start masturbating again with different toys or having sex in new ways with new partners or whatever it might be, I kind of get to relearn what pleasure feels like for my body. And as, like, you know, our bodies change and time passes, or wherever we're at with our hormonal cycles or whatever, that's going to be different every time. So it's really great to revisit, especially if you get into a rut or a pattern, to revisit and kind of do it with an open mind of, like, what might get me off now might be completely different than what used to get me off, like, even 6 months ago.
Oh, that sounds so exciting.
Yeah, right. And then in terms of like the inadequacy question that you asked,
yeah.
I think that's a really important one. When a lot of people, particularly when we get, I would say like our cis het couples who come in, and the guy will say something like, "Well, what's she gonna need me for if she has a vibrator?"
Right, I've heard that before too.
Yeah, and so usually what I'll say is I'll make a joke and say something like, well, the vibrator can't, like, make her breakfast, right?
Right.
The vibrator
right.
can't have a conversation. But when we get further into the conversation, what I like to remind people is that sex toys are there to enhance the sex that you're already having.
Or to
bring you closer in this exploration of each other's bodies. So when you're shopping for a partner toy, or you're shopping with another person, I always remind people that, like, the reason that we're shopping isn't because something is missing. It's because we want to find out what else is possible.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think that really helps to reframe it for a lot of people. And I think that is something that we kind of try to encourage our customers to think about just in general in terms of sex and sexuality, is that we're not here from a place of scarcity or from a place of inadequacy or something that's missing. We're here to kind of explore what the possibilities are and what our bodies can do and what the processes are that, like, we can experience on our own, with our partners, with toys, or just with our bodies themselves.
Hell yes. Okay. So my next question is about the BOGO sale.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, Pleasure Chest is doing a buy one, get one half off sale, like I said,
yeah,
at all the Pleasure Chest stores in New York, LA, Chicago, and also on the website. So if someone has a vibrator that they already love, like, for example, I'm totally a magic wand girl, like you were saying, the sort of, like, 45 seconds to take a break from writing, 45 seconds before I leave the house, you know, something to wake me up, something to put me to sleep, right? Like, that's
mm-hmm.
like my go-to, and it works really well for me. So if I already have that and I know that I like it, why should somebody like me take advantage of the sale to get some new vibrators?
Well, there's so many different reasons. I love this question because there's so many different reasons to try a different vibrator, to add one to the collection that you already have. One is just straight up, you're never done exploring. And there are a lot of different kinds of vibrating toys. And it's not just going to be like an external vibe like the magic wand. You can get something like a vibrating butt plug so that you can incorporate some bath door play. I also recommend getting one, like I said before, it's really nice to have those little ones that you can take with you when you travel. I keep my Form 2 in my toiletries bag because I am on the road a lot. And so I just take it with me everywhere I go in my toiletries bag. And then at home, I usually have something that's like a wand style thing that I like to use, but something for home, something for travel. If you're slutty like I am, you may want to have different toys that you use with different partners too. So, you know, the wand, for example, like the head is porous, you can use it with a condom, but there's still always the chance that bodily fluids will get on it. So it's not great for sharing necessarily. So I would recommend getting a spare for other partners. Also, you might want a toy that, a vibrator that you can use either for solo play or one that feels more comfortable to bring into partner play. So, for example, like I was mentioning, I really like the Pebble Vibes because they fit comfortably between two bodies, but you can also tuck them in your harness. So you may use your wand on your own, but you may want something to, you know, enhance partner play that's a little less bulky, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're convincing me.
There's so many. I can keep going here. I also really like BOGO is my favorite month of the year. Because it's like when a customer comes in and they're like, I don't know where to start. Like, I've heard of this rabbit. I want to get a rabbit, but what if it doesn't fit my body? Or what if I don't like the internal? What if I only end up using the external part? And I always like to tell people, like, rabbits aren't for everyone, and no one rabbit is going to fit every body. So getting, like, an internal vibe and an external vibe, you can kind of customize the size and shape of each based on, like, what your preferences are, the size of your body, the positions you like to be in. So that kind of thing is, like, you can buy separate vibrators to kind of customize and create a really personalized experience without breaking the bank, right? So that's also – there's so many great reasons to have more than one toy.
Oh, fantastic. Now I'm thinking about all the new ones that I want to get. So that is sort of something to keep in mind for folks who maybe are experienced with buying sex toys. But if you could give one piece of advice to the sort of newbies that come into the Pleasure Chest shopping for a new vibrator or maybe their first vibrator, what would it be?
So something that I like to say to all of our first-time shoppers is there's no right way and no wrong way to get off, and everybody likes something different.
Cool.
So when you come in to shop for a vibrator, make sure you get something that gives you a range of options, both in terms of intensities and in terms of function. So you might want something that you could insert if you wanted to, but we'll give you nice focused external vibration as well. And you can get a nice low rumbly vibe to like a more intense vibration with a ton of different patterns or whatever. So make sure that you give yourself options and that you know, like, when you come in to shop for a vibrator, there's like no right or wrong answer. So ask all the questions you need to ask and we'll be happy to answer them.
Fantastic. So I have one last question, and that is, what is your favorite vibrator of all time?
Oh, man, I am very poly with my vibrators. like I said before, I really love wand-style vibrators. I think the Magic Wand is, it's just like a cornerstone in my toy box, but I also love the Form 2. It's a small rechargeable vibrator that has two prongs. It's great for travel, and it has a motor in each of the little ears or prongs, and you can use it like fingers. You can actually pinch with it, so you can use it to pinch the genitals, or you can use it to pinch the nipples, and that's really great for really intense, focused vibration.
Cool.
Yeah, and right now I'm also really, really feeling my womanizer.
Oh, tell me about the womanizer.
So the womanizer is this whole new different thing. So over the decades, like, I've been in the industry for almost 15 years, and like over all those years, I've seen so many different companies make different attempts at making a vibrating toy that mimics oral sex. And they're always kind of like almost there. They kind of do, but not quite. So it's like enough to turn you on, but not enough to get you off. I've found in my experience. And the womanizer, what it is it's this toy that has like a little suction, a little head that does suction and very light vibration. And so you put it on your external bit, and it's like a very consistent, just like I said before, that consistent sensation that we can't necessarily recreate with our bodies, but it's a very consistent suction and vibration that focuses on the head of the external genitals. And I don't know. I find that it's like such a unique and intense sensation, and it comes very close to the sensation of oral sex, but it kind of, because it incorporates vibration and it's so consistent, it's just kind of next level for me. It's like something that it's like having oral sex with a robot. I love it. It's amazing.
Well, you're singing my song now.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for that insight and those recommendations.
I mean, I think we covered a lot of stuff about vibrators. Just like, I encourage everyone to come to the stores, come to our workshops. We have free workshops every week on Wednesdays at each of our locations or each of our cities. So in New York and Chicago and LA. And you can see the updated listings at pleasuretest.com. And thank you so much, Tina, for having me on your podcast. This has been a really fun conversation.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for joining me, and I am wishing you and my listeners a lot of intense buzzing and deep rumbling feelings this July.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.